Laura Secord. During the American Revolution, Laura's family established a homestead in Upper Canada. In 1797, she married a man by the name of James Secord, who had been a member of Butler's Rangers. The couple was one of the first pioneer families in the Queenston area. When the War of 1812 broke out, James rejoined the military. James was wounded at the Battle of Queenston Heights and was apparently left for dead. Considering the British only lost 14 people total in that battle, I'm thinking either they didn't try too hard to locate the wounded, or James just wasn't all that popular in the bunkhouse. James's determined wife traveled to the battle site, found her husband, and took him home. Soon after, Laura brought him back. Americans arrived and confiscated her farm. For some reason, the Secords were allowed to stay at the homestead. It was then that Laura overheard American officers discussing plans for a surprise attack at a place called Beaver Downs. The next morning, Laura woke up with the intention of warning the British, then encamped not too far from Beaver Downs. The problem was the Americans would not just let her leave. She would need some sort of excuse to be allowed to go. She told her American guests that she wanted to leave for a short time to visit a sick relative living in the neighboring village of St. David's. With great foresight, the Americans allowed her to leave. Laura then set off on a 16-mile epic journey through the wilderness to the British camp at Beaver Downs. When she finally arrived at the camp, night had fallen and her feet were bloody and swollen. Laura immediately communicated to the British commander the American plans. Soon thereafter, the British set up an ambush and waited for the Americans to arrive. On June 24th, 1813, the British and their Mohawk allies basically frightened the Americans into surrender. The Battle of Beaver Downs effectively ended America's attempts to conquer Upper Canada.